Welcome to today's Wrenchgott Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Rollins, Kendall, and Christian Williams with the Pella Boy Scouts join us on today's program to talk about their contribution to renovations at Brook Circle Park in Pella. The two of you helped work on this Brook Circle Park project. What did you guys contribute, and what were some of the things that you helped organize with this project?
For my part of the project, I did surveys. So we, me and Lisa Krabs, we developed surveys asking people about the old park, what they liked about it, what they didn't like, how they would change it. And then after we did the reconstruction of the park, we did a second survey asking people what they liked better, what they didn't like, if they used it more, and stuff like that. And then I came out and helped build the park itself. So
I also helped build the park. I helped him hand out the surveys, which was quite entertaining. I also made a plan for the plants and then came out here, I believe, 2 weeks ago and then planted all of the plants. And then spread all the mulch.
Very good. And what did you guys hear from that survey? What was the response of the old park, and why? I'm guessing in that you probably heard why they needed a new one.
Oh yeah, a lot of people said, you know, it was just an older set of equipment. There was not a lot of toys for younger kids to use. It was just more older and more rickety. So they were looking for something a little bit new, but a little bit more modern to play on.
And what were some of the things that you guys helped install? You mentioned plants, but what was some of the new equipment that you brought in that people wanted?
The slides and the fire poles and that giant thing over there.
What's the giant thing?
Don't really know how to describe it. It's basically a giant playground that has multiple things that kids can play on, like slides, a ladder, small climbing wall.
What went into the development part of this with Habitat, and how did you guys, you mentioned it already, partner with them as the project was ongoing? And when you guys had, did you help recruit volunteers, or how did that process work while the project was being built?
When the project was being built, they came to us, you know, saying we were looking for someone to help out with this project. So of course we took it up. And with recruiting volunteers, we got family members, friends, people from the community, fellow Boy Scouts, and they all came out and helped us with it, and it was a very good turnout. So,
what have you heard about now that it's completed? What has been the response? Because I understand you did a follow-up survey too.
A lot of people, they really like it. They think it has a lot more activities to offer, a lot more play equipment, and you know, some people were missing some things, like they wanted like more swings or something, but you know. A lot of them, they've been very positive. So
overall positive. And how does that make you feel, knowing that you put in a lot of labor to this, both physically and to make these plants and all that? How does it feel to know that people appreciate your work for the most part?
It feels really good knowing that people actually like what we've done here, and it just feels great.
It feels really good knowing that we put a lot of hard work into this thing that kids can enjoy for many years to come. So it feels nice leaving this mark on this community.
Has this helped you in any way with your Boy Scout stuff? What did you guys get maybe in terms of your standing in the organization?
This was our Eagle Scout project, so we're getting closer to obtaining Eagle Scout, which is the highest rank currently in Boy Scouts. And, you know, we get a lot of service hours for it, help us out with that. But it's mostly just, you know, spreading the word that, you know, there are Scouts in Pella and we are helping out people. Just spreading the word that we're out there.
Once again, that was Rollins, Kendall, and Christian Williams with the Pella Boy Scouts. That concludes today's Wrenchgott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.